Tornadoes figure in today's GeoQuiz. We're looking for the country outside of North America where severe twisters are most common. This nation suffered what's thought to be the deadliest tornado in recorded history. It's believed to have killed more than 1,300 people in 1989. The South Asian country we're talking about is the size of the state of Wisconsin, and it's one of the most densely populated nations in the world. So, where outside of North America are severe tornadoes most common? For the answer, we're turning to weather wise man Tom Grizulis. He's a tornado research meteorologist and the founder of the Tornado Project. He joins us from North Danville, Vermont. Mr. Grizulis, we know that tornadoes are most common in the U.S. and Canada, but they do touch down in various other parts of the world. What's the nation outside of North America where they're most prevalent?
It would have to be Bangladesh. Nowhere other than the United States and Bangladesh do you have these truly monstrous tornadoes that can kill hundreds of people.
Bangladesh is the answer to the GeoQuiz today. Where else other than Bangladesh do we see tornadoes of equal severity to those in the U.S.? Not necessarily great numbers of them, but big tornadoes.
They occur in almost every country in the world, but they're extremely rare. You can get that isolated situation where you have airflow just right and the updraft of a thunderstorm just right. And so that combination of updraft and rotation will produce a tornado. Australia gets a lot. Every single tiny vortex that touches down in England gets counted.
Mm.
So as far as counting tornadoes, England probably claims they may have the second best, but those are all very, very small.
Have there been more tornadoes worldwide this year than in years past? It certainly feels that way in the U.S.
It's been a record month, but that's not reflected worldwide at all. In fact, I was recently looking for recent activity in Bangladesh, and it seems that things have actually quieted down there. To look for the big ones in Russia, you have to go back to the 80s. So there's studies, but there's no indication that there's an increasing number at all.
Mm. Well, I know locals in the United States who've been hit by tornadoes are asking, do the most recent tornadoes have anything to do with climate change? You studied tornadoes for decades. Is there a link with climate change?
Well, if we get a large number next year and a large number the year after, you would have to begin to question the connection.
Tom, have you ever chased a tornado storm outside of the U.S.?
No, I've never actually chased tornadoes outside the United States. There are some chasers who have tried to chase tornadoes across the Canadian border, but
that's international.
They've actually crossed the border illegally and got into some serious trouble.
Really?
And there are chasers in Canada. Australia is another country that has had a lot of chasing activity. So they might argue that they're number two in terms of tornadoes, but that's because every small one gets recorded by chasers.
Tom, do you happen to know the word in Bangladesh for tornado?
Oh, you're asking.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
A tough one.
Well, maybe one of our listeners can help us for some extra credit today. Tom Grizulis, a tornado research meteorologist. He's the author of The Tornado, Nature's Ultimate Windstorm. Tom, thank you very much.
Glad to help.
You can see a video of Tom Grizulis demonstrating how to build your own tornado simulator. That's at theworld.org.